The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. It's nice to meet you. I know you were a little blindsided last night, but it's been what, like 12 hours now. How are you feeling? And who are you feeling most betrayed by?
Oh boy, where do we start? I am completely blindsided. I did not see this one coming. I don't know if I was a little too gullible or believed all of the truths that every single one of my house guests was telling me, but did not see this one coming. You know what? I feel most betrayed by my friends and my alliance members in the house because I thought they had my back in the way that I had theirs.
Okay. Is anyone specific?
I thought I had at least 7 to 8 votes in the house, matter which way it went. So I thought I had the unicorns, which was Rubina, Leah, myself, and Brooklyn in the flower power room. And then one of my other alliances was Quinn, T-Core. I was also friends with Chemo. Cam said he had my back. So when I tell you I was shocked once I, you know, was creating that contingency of if it came down to something, these would, but eventually, you know, the house had to vote. They clearly had, I think they had a plan all along, but I really want to know what the tea is.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, why do you think they chose to keep you over Angela? I think it was planned all along. So just so you know, why do you think they kept her over you?
You know what? I think I was a target and a threat, and that just means I was really good at playing the game, and they wanted to get a strong one out earlier rather than later.
Okay. When it comes to Angela, obviously you guys didn't exactly see eye to eye. Where do you think this all stemmed from? I know at one point you were like, I don't really want to be associated with you personally or professionally outside the house. Do you think that sparked something or it started before that?
You know, I mean, let's all remember that she put me on the block day one and she picked the wrong girl. I mean, I'm going to fight my fight. I'm going to win that first power of veto. I am going to start playing the game. I'm going to start pulling people into the room and having very transparent game talk. And I set the tone for the season and I stand by how I handled everything. So, you know, to each their own, but I played my game and I got my head in the game as best as I could.
Yeah, you're not going to get along with that everyone, you know, that happens.
It's okay. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, best believe there's always going to be a little garnish or edible glitter on that tea.
we'll get to that. I know you had a sort of a confrontation with Angela outside. I think she referred to you as Tinkerbell, which I think that's kind of cute, to be honest. But what happened there? Like, what happened in that fight? Why was she so upset?
You know what? I will say, for me, it wasn't a fight. It was just me setting a boundary. She wanted to try to align and work with me when she felt like she didn't have anyone. And I said, actions speak louder than words. So throughout the week, I was very cognizant about her actions and words throughout the house, if it would be someone that I could work with and that I did want to befriend in the house. And ultimately, it's something that didn't align. I operated on a transparent as much as I could game. And so I just told her, hey, like, doesn't align. And she took that very personally and built her vendetta against me.
Got it. I know Tucker also sort of confronted you and thought you had the upgrade. It was actually Quinn and Mackenzie. What's your reaction to that?
I knew it was Quinn. Oh God, my intuition was right. There was a moment in the bathroom We're all in the bathroom, which I called the spa. You know, we did cucumber and lavender tea in the spa. So we were in the spa and I just looked at him. I go, how's that upgrade? And he was like, you have the upgrade. I knew it. I knew it. My intuition never lies.
Oh my gosh. Tucker also questioned that you were a chef and he wasn't a big fan of your glitter. What do you think of his culinary skills?
You know what? There was some really good, when I was a have not, he was cutting up an apple and there was some delicious sounding ASMR when I was hungry and when I really wanted a bite of that apple. So you know what? We all have different styles in his cooking. We both said that we wanted to try each other's food, but he was a have not first week. He put me up the second week and third week, I'm not there. So I guess he will have to hire me to try my cooking now. Plates by Lisa, here we come.
Okay. No glitter for Tucker, though. I don't think he likes glitter.
It's okay. Consent's important. If you don't want edible glitter, I won't put edible glitter on your food.
Okay. Do you think you would be friends with Angela or Tucker outside the house or not really?
Tucker, yes. I would love to get to know him outside of the house. He was playing his game. I think I saw pieces of the real Tucker or what I think is the real Tucker. But I would be open to connecting with him in the real world and, you know, getting cooking in the kitchen because we never did have that cook off. And Angela, again, doesn't align me. So good luck on your journey. And, you know, I'm going to stay in my lane over here.
Totally fair. Kenny was your only vote to stay. What do you think about that? And do you know he's an undercover cop? And what's your reaction to that?
Yes, dad, get it. the dad of the house, I mean, go Kenny, good for him. Everything that he said to me, I really believed. He had one foot in the door, one foot out the door, one foot in the door. And, you know, he watched everything. And I think he is underestimated and he's a lone wolf in the house. And I hope that he can keep his head in the game because I know that when I walked through the door, I wanted to align or learn from him and grow from him. And every week, you know, we were block buddies 2 weeks in a row. And when he was the only one during the eviction ceremony that said, you have my vote. And I believe that. And he stood by that. And that was very evident through and through.
Okay. So Cedric won HOH last night. Who do you think he's going to target? Oh, didn't know that.
This game just keeps getting crazier and crazier. I honestly have no idea because I never discussed game with Cedric, baby blue. You know what? I think he knows the game better than he's letting off. He's saying that he doesn't really watch the game and he doesn't really know that much, but I think he knows a lot. I think he's a super fan and I know who he's friends in the house with, but he might make some moves that surprise all of us.
I don't know if he's a super fan, but like, he's definitely smarter than maybe people assume. I don't know. Nice kid. What do you think was your biggest mistake? Like, what would you do differently if you can redo things?
You know what? I don't think I made any full-on mistakes because I went in with every piece of me that I am personally, professionally, psychologically. I've taken my whole life and who I am and applied it to every piece of the show. And for that, I can walk away feeling like a winner of being who I am authentically in the show and doing my best at every turn in the road. With that being said, I might talk a little less and process a little less out loud to not show people the inner workings of my mind, but I'm only human. And when you're in there, you need to talk to someone. And all we could do was talk it out with people. So that might be something I originally wanted to lay low and just socialize and cook people some meals and put edible glitter on things. But, you know, I was put on the block and from the get-go, I had to survive and fight and get my head in the game right away and not lay low or under the radar. So no regrets. I am proud of myself and proud of the game that I played.
Do you think it would have helped at all if you came clean about voting for Matt, or do you think it would have made it worse?
I don't think so. I stand by that strategic choice just because there were already so many narratives and different perspectives of me in the house. I didn't want people to doubt any words that were coming out of my mouth, even though everyone thought I was lying, even when I was being completely honest, which is interesting. But that's Big Brother. Everyone thinks that everyone's lying, except for me. I didn't think that anyone was lying, but allegedly they were. I stand by that. I voted for him, not because I was an alliance and not because I was wrapped around his finger, but because we were developing a good social game and he would have been a number for me until I needed to kick him out. That is why I kept him, or that's why I voted for him. And, you know, Kenny also told me that he wanted to go. So I wanted to like respect both.
Okay. I know we have to wrap up, but I'm curious, who do you think is playing the best game right now? And who do you think is playing the worst game right now?
I think Leah's playing the best game.
Okay.
She was supposed to be my final two. I think she worked me as well. And I always knew that there might be a little piece of her that might be working and planting seeds with me. We both have very similar minds in terms of being business women, and I'm very excited to connect with her out of the house, try to get to know the real her outside of the game. But I think she is a force to be reckoned with, and also watch out for Brooklyn. Fierce mama has got it going on, and she's really smart, and I'm hopefully excited to see one or both of them in the finals.
Okay, and who's playing the worst game?
I mean,
it doesn't need to be said.
Doesn't need to be said, but all I will say is Tinkerbell is here.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.